Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The proprietor, Priscilla Brown. Welcome to KDK Radio, Priscilla.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Priscilla, you made the news yesterday here on KDK because you decided to open up your family business a little bit early in spite of some lockdown orders. Your family, it was a tough decision. Your family was struggling because of the lockdown orders, right?
Right. My family and every other family, but I just couldn't take it anymore. And I decided to do this before we went, like before I knew we were going green. I had already decided with another business in Clearfield here.
And how did that go over with the community in where you work and play every day?
Most people were so happy that we were back, like really, really happy. And then there was some that had some angry words and not very nice things.
Right.
Happened.
You had somebody, a lot of people online. It was more of an online crowd that really gave it to you pretty bad. But there was a customer that came into your establishment, asked if you were going by the CDC guidelines. You said as best you can. And then that person threw a bunch of sewage in the establishment.
Yeah. Not in the establishment, outside, right outside of the front doors. And he had a bottle and he was throwing it around and he said he would be back every day until we closed down.
So what happened after that first incident?
Well, the police came and we gave them the best description we could of the man. As far as I know, they haven't found out anything. And there's a group of, they call themselves Patriots, that are here every day, setting and watching and waiting.
Oh, so you got kind of your own
I've got my own security guys.
And what was it like? I know you're opening the business outside of the official guidelines of the state, but you had to call the police to actually come in and assist you. That had to be sort of a tough decision to make as well. Are they going to cite you for something, or are they going to follow your request for help, right?
Yep, they're just here to help me. There was nothing said about me being open or anything of that nature.
Well, you know, part of the Second Amendment, the part that people often forget is, the part they remember is the right to bear arms. The part they forget mm-hmm. about is the right to have a organized militia. That's what it sounds like you have protecting you right now.
Yes, their group is called the Second Amendment.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I assume they're getting a decent discount on food today for their service.
I told the girls yesterday, I said, you go over and check with them and get them some food.
Yeah. So. How's business been since you opened at the physical location? Not online, not all the chatter, but how's business been? How's the community reacted?
Really good. Yeah, we've been doing really well. I'm so happy with everybody showing up to support us, and people I've never seen before are coming in. It's great.
So exact location, because a lot of people are familiar with Clearfield County generally, but where exactly is Billy's Burger Land?
The 509 West Front Street in Clearfield.
509 West Front Street, Clearfield, PA. Yeah. So put it in your GPS and go enjoy a nice burger and a nice ride this weekend.
Well, wait. Today, you guys are in the green, right?
Yes. Today, we go green.
So what does that mean? What kind of guidance were you given for going green with a bar restaurant?
Basically, what we have been doing, we have to wear masks. The customers wear them in the door. And then when they sit down at the table, they don't have to wear them anymore. They're good to go. We have half capacity. All the tables are spaced 6 feet apart. And I do have a few tables outside.
And do you expect any penalties since you opened up a few days early?
I certainly hope not. I don't expect them, but you never know.
And how close were you to actually closing for good if you did not open up early?
I would say we probably had a few days left in us. Like, it was getting too tough to pay all the bills.
Yeah.
On what little bit we could get from takeout, you know.
And you weren't getting any kind of unemployment or anything like that from the state, correct?
No, I'm a sole proprietor, so I just came in and my husband and I run the show ourselves and tried to make what we could.
So you were days away from not ever being able to open again. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I hope that in some way, shape, or form, you're able to hang in there. It sounds like, though, you have some supporters in the area that are going to make sure
yes, we definitely do.
Well, we appreciate your sharing the story and hope you catch that guy.
Thank you.
Throwing the sewage around.
Unbelievable.
He should be easy to catch once you get close to him.
You smell him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's got a smell and a face you'll never forget.
Right? Well, we couldn't see his face. He was wearing a mask.
Oh, really? So, oh, yeah, the mask.
That's why we couldn't. Yes. Yeah, he was well covered, so he was too afraid.
Well, good luck to you and your husband at Billy's Burger Land there in Clearfield. Appreciate your time this morning, Priscilla. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.